What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Football-wise, you did have preseason week number two concluded last night. The Bengals did win. They beat the Commanders 31-17. Joe Burrow played into the second quarter. Not much from Jaden Daniels. He played one series, but it was a good one.
Second and nine at the Bengals 14. Jaden's got an empty backfield. He's standing around the 19-yard line. Three wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Both of them on the right inside the numbers. They pick up a late blitzer, Logan Wilson. Here comes Daniels with his feet to the 10. Five gets away from another.
Bounces off a Bengal into the end zone. Touchdown!
So pretty exciting there for a preseason game, though they did lose the game. Commanders radio with a call, yes.
Let me just ask you something. This is a preseason game, I understand, right? This is not practice. You're not playing your own team.
Yes.
The quarterback doesn't have a red penny on. Can you explain to me this horrendous tackling effort by that number 27 there?
That's going to be a problem for the Bengals all year long, I mean, I'm telling you.
That is as pathetic of an effort to try to tackle that I think I've ever seen.
I think he's trying to go for the ball.
I know one thing. If Jaden Daniels is running in the secondary of the Giants, it's going to be a little bit different.
I mean, I would hope so.
You better hope so. And by the way, God. NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on much of these that you can't count on much of these days, but you always can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. There you go.
Now, you mentioned 27 and the terrible tackle. People are wondering, like, you know, what are you doing? It's a preseason game. Why are you running into players? Why not slide? Here was Daniel's answer to that.
I'm playing football. I'm out there. I know this, everybody puts a big emphasis on preseason, but at the end of the day, it's a game to me, whether it's preseason, regular season, or playoffs. So have the opportunity to score. Other people probably didn't like it, but, hey, it is what it is.
That's it.
But I think these players need to play. You know, Joe Burrow played again last night.
Yep. So now
that's good.
He did, and he's played a lot in the first couple of games.
He needs to because they got to get off to a good start. As opposed, I think he's 1-9 in the opening couple weeks.
That's not good. Here he was. Will he play in the final preseason game?
Whatever Zach decides, I'm happy to go out there and play as well. Some good learning experiences in the couple drives that we've had.
And last night he was 9 of 14 for 62 yards with a touchdown pass.
Did you call us Sam Weiss Sam in interviews back in the day? Whatever Sam decides?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
Doesn't it seem, though, I could be wrong about this, I feel like growing up,
Booney or Sammy or any of that.
Coaches were older, though, back then.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the coaches are more closer to the players' ages now than ever. Right? Sam Weiss was much older. I mean, Landry, Lombardi, they were older guys.
What does Mahomes call Andy Reid?
Coach Reid?
I don't know. Does he call him Andy? I don't know.
I don't think he calls him Andy.
I feel he calls him Coach Reid.
Yeah.
What did Tom Brady call Bill Belichick? Coach or Bill?
I don't remember.
I think Bill. I think he just called him Bill.
I don't know. That's why, I mean, it stood out to me when he said Zach. Yeah. So I'm guessing that Tom Brady did not call. I don't know.
I have to go Sam, back. Sam. So.
Okay.
Bruce.
No. Oh. All right, fair enough.
Rich. Rich schmuck.
No, don't go there.
Dick. Right, Richard? Ay. The Giants play the Patriots Thursday night. Jermaine Illuminor spoke to the media yesterday. You guys opened the show a lot on Jackson Dart. Here was Illuminor, and what are you seeing so far?
He's a really good player. I think he's going to be really good for this team. And just the progress he's made throughout the offseason and from OTAs to mini camp to training camp, you can see a progression. You can also see the way he's catching up with the speed of the game.
And it seems like this kid's going to be a player.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So far, so good. The Jerry Jones documentary is now available. It's out there, so I'm
great.
Sure.
It's just what I want to see. More Cowboys stuff.
Or not. I just, okay. Close your ears for 1 second, sir. The Browns named Joe Flacco their week one starter. Last hour you said you don't care. But I did think it's interesting that he's 40 years old and
well,
here he is.
Well, that's why they signed him. They have very little experience on the roster. I mean, Kenny Pickett's there, but he's hurt.
Yep.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I mean, I don't know how long he's going to last, but the last time he was there, he played well for them.
He was good.
And they didn't want to bring him back because they didn't want to insult Deshaun Watson. Did you hear what Indianapolis?
Did you hear what Dylan Gabriel said after their preseason game, where he's kind of like,
yeah, but he was not taking a shot at Shedeur Sanders, according to what's her name, Mary Kay Cabot.
Yeah, okay. I mean, did you hear what he said, though?
I heard it.
I mean, exactly. It sounded like he was taking a shot at him.
Again, that's your interpretation, not mine, after it was cleared up. I thought the same thing when I first heard it. Okay. But then she came back, and she's been covering the Browns forever. And she said, let me just clear something up, that Dylan Gabriel was not taking a shot at Shedeur Sanders. But you know what it did sound like? It sounded like his former coach. Wasn't this Coach Dan Lanning?
Yes, that's
who
why.
Took a shot at Colorado when
exactly.
They were playing Colorado.
Exactly. That's yes. Why. That's where that came from. It's yeah. The same thing. So I'm sure they're trying to protect the kid and whatever, made a mistake. But, I mean, that's where that came from, is the coach trashed Colorado when Shedeur Sanders and Deion Sanders
different
says the same
thing.
Were
about wins.
Yeah, and then Dylan Gabriel said there's entertainers and there's competitors. And I'm a competitor. When he was asked about Shedeur Sanders.
No, he was asked about his performance on the field because he actually played really well. Wasn't asked about Shedeur.
No, I think he was asked about the attention around Shedeur Sanders.
He was asked about his performance as he was doing an interview during the game.
I don't think so.
I saw the interview.
No, here it is. It was asked about tuning out the noise surrounding the quarterback competition, which is the noise isn't Joe Flacco. There's no noise coming out of him. It's all about Shedeur Sanders. That was the question. How are you tuning out the noise surrounding the Browns quarterback competition? Yeah, it's just part of it. You know, there's entertainers and there's competitors, and I totally understand that. And my job is to compete, and that's what I'm focused on doing.
Boomer, you're wrong.
Is Joe Flacco the entertainer? I don't think so.
He's a bore.
Is Kenny Pickett the entertainer?
I don't think so.
So I don't care what anybody says. He was digging at his at Shedeur.
Yeah, but then she came back.
I don't care.
Oh, man. I'll give you one more. This is Sean McVay on Matthew Stafford, back at practice, back from the back injury. Not going to rush his work, though.
I think we're just taking it a day at a time. You know, and I mean that, too, because, you know, what I'm not going to do is sit here and go back and forth every single day. I don't think that's fair to anybody involved. That's not, you know, it's not accurate with what's going on with the situation either. And so we're trying to, you know, get our hands on it. We're trying to do right by, you know, the player number one in our team. And so, you know, it was good to be able to have him out there today.
Player number one. Mm. So there you have it.
Can I ask you guys a question? What's the biggest sporting event in America? You're not going to believe it.
I suppose not. Oh, man. And lastly, at the U.S. Open this morning, Andrea Vassarasi and Sarah Arani take on Elena Rybakina and Taylor Fritz.
Yeah, we already knew this.
In the mixed doubles this morning.
The biggest.
A good one, though, is Naomi Osaka and Gael Monfils taking on Catherine McNally and Lorenzo Musetti.
Oh.
So 11 a.m. if you would like to get there for the start of the mixed doubles.
Mixed doubles.
Venus Williams is playing. How
yes.
About that? Venus Williams and Riley Opelka taking on Carolina Makova and Audrey Bublik.
electric.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be
a lot
electric,
of big Madison man. Keys and Francis Tiafoe.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So the players bought into this mixed doubles
Jessica
concept.
Jessica Pegula's playing
yes,
today.
Yes, she is.
It's pretty good.
And it's kicking off fan week because the individual stuff and the double stuff doesn't start until, the weekend.
How about this one? Olga Dalkovich and Novak Djokovic against Mira Andreeva and Daniil Medvedev.
Okay.
That's a tough one. That's a lot.
That's a lot. It's a
busy day.
But for the tennis fans in this area and around the world,
yeah,
this is a big deal. That's all I'm telling you. You can make fun of it all you want.
I think it's great, actually. I'm good.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.